Chapter 3. Drugs. Despite draconian anti-drug laws and harsh sentences for drug offenders, the drug problem has only worsened over the years. According to the United Nations Drug Report 2012, the citizens of the United States take more drugs, both legal and illegal, than almost any other nation. And a recent World Health Organization, WHO, survey of legal and illegal drug use in 17 countries showed Americans are the world's largest consumers of illegal drugs, particularly cocaine and marijuana. Americans were 4 times more likely to report using cocaine in their lifetime, 16%, than the next closest country, New Zealand, 4%. The U.S. also reported the highest rate of marijuana use, 42.4%. The survey found that persons with higher incomes were also more likely to use both legal and illegal drugs. The use of drugs seems to be a feature of more affluent countries, the survey noted. The U.S., which has been driving much of the world's drug research and drug policy agenda, stands out with higher levels of use of alcohol, cocaine, and cannabis, despite punitive illegal drug policies, as well as, in many U.S. states, a higher minimum legal alcohol drinking age than many comparable developed countries. Just as both politicians and the public had to rethink prohibition in the early 1930s, many nations today are beginning to reconsider the so-called war on drugs, a war now commonly acknowledged as lost. According to a 2014 report by 5 Nobel Prize-winning economists, the battle to create a drug-free world is misguided and counterproductive. Entitled Ending the Drug Wars, the study was produced by the London School of Economics' Ideas Center and posits that a fundamental restructuring of national and international policies and strategies is required. The current strategy has failed based on its own terms. Evidence shows that drug prices have been declining while purity has been increasing. This has been despite drastic increases in global enforcement spending. Continuing to spend vast resources on punitive enforcement-led policies, generally at the expense of proven public health policies, can no longer be justified, argued the 82-page report. According to this report, the pursuit of a militarized and enforcement-led global war on drugs strategy has produced enormous negative outcomes and collateral damage. These include mass incarceration in the U.S., highly repressive policies in Asia, vast corruption and political destabilization in Afghanistan and West Africa, immense violence in Latin America, an HIV epidemic in Russia, an acute global shortage of pain medication, and the propagation of systematic human rights abuses around the world. It concludes, "It is time to end the war on drugs and massively redirect resources towards effective evidence-based policies underpinned by rigorous economic analysis."